Five Live, it's 9 minutes past four. The computer company IBM has announced it's making up to 13,000 staff redundant. Most of the job losses will be in Europe, and the company has warned that the UK, Germany, France and Italy will be affected. Well, the company employs around 25,000 people here. One of its biggest sites is at Greenock in the west of Scotland. Five Live's James Shaw is there. What's been happening there today, James?
Well, I think there will certainly be a sense of nervousness here, Richard, because there is such a thinness of detail in the announcement that was made by Mark Lockridge, the chief financial officer for IBM, this lunchtime. Those four countries that you mentioned, Italy, France, Germany and the UK, but no details about job losses in those countries, let alone job losses for particular sites. They have said, IBM, that they're in negotiation with their workforce about voluntary redundancies. Most of these job losses will be voluntary, although not all of them. Aside from that, I have spoken to the Scottish Executive, the government in Scotland, and they told me that they've had reassurances from IBM that there will not be a significant impact for this centre here in Greenock, although that says nothing for the 34 odd other centres that IBM has around the UK.
How many jobs are we talking about there?
It's 2,800 jobs here, so it's a pretty significant contribution to the local economy. Greenock in the past has relied on those metal-bashing industries like shipbuilding. Those have ebbed away, so Greenock and IBM are very closely linked, and people would be extremely nervous about any threat to this plant's future.
And what is it they're actually doing there?
Well, they used to make PCs in the old days, and it employed about 6,000 people. Since IBM moved out of the PC business, now what they provide is computer services. So a tailor-made computer service for your company, the hardware, which is designed specifically for your needs, and they will also maintain it and provide things like help desk services. That's really where the big money is to be made in computers at the moment.
James Shaw at the IBM plant at Greenock. Let's talk to Phil Payne from Isham Research. They specialise in looking at the way IBM works and is structured. Mr. Payne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's gone wrong at IBM?
I'm not immediately sure, but I think one thing is they had a major reorganisation at the beginning of this year to put more focus on marketing small, medium systems, which they used to do mostly through the channel partners. And I think it may be that that has not produced the desired results, or at least the results that they wanted. And it's certainly created, I think, a few redundant or superfluous management jobs, where there is now a manager for small companies and a manager for medium companies and a manager for the product and so on. So I think there's considerable scope for reduction there. Now, the other point is that very often computer companies have many more staff per customer in Europe than they seem to have in the States. We always have this problem with spreadsheets. Chief financial officers say, why have you got three times as many engineers in Germany per customer as you have in, say, the UK or Italy? And the reason is that Germany is so distributed. It's a wonderful target for head cutting, but it does tend to impact customer support.
Well, and most of these jobs that they see are going to go in Europe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what you seem to be saying is because they haven't got as many customers here, is that right?
No. It's just more difficult to support customers in Europe. You need more people to do it than you do in the United States.
Why is that?
Largely travel logistics and the huge distribution of countries like Germany, you know, where there are massive data centers in Flensburg on the Danish border and in Munich and all over the place. It's not like London or Paris in France, where you can get away with fewer engineers.
Now, they're saying that most of the redundancies are going to be voluntary. How are you going to get 13,000 voluntary redundancies?
Well, first of all, it's a very large company. Secondly, there are always people who are looking to take early retirement. That's the way they've done it in the past, and it's been very effective. It does have an unfortunate downside, because the older people, the more mature people, are the more skilled, especially in the traditional skills. So they tend to de-skill a little bit when this happens. They're saying that they want to go for the more rapidly growing markets, but those are the ones where everybody else is as well. That's why it's competitive. You know, people like Hewlett-Packard, for instance, are concentrating on the same markets. So the margins tend to be smaller. Profit margins, that is. And the proprietary machines, like the I-series and the Z-series, where there is very little competition, really, against those machines, are more profitable.
Now, we heard James Shaw saying there that the Scottish Executive have had reassurances about the Greenock plant. Which other areas do you believe are looking vulnerable tonight?
I don't think it's going to be on a plant basis or a facility basis. I think it's going to be management levels distributed right through the company. I don't think we're going to see offices shut down, maybe one or two smaller ones, but I don't think you'll see it on a plant-by-plant basis. I think you'll see it right through the company, where they're cutting out redundancies and redundant managers and concentrating functions. Well, more concentration of function, basically. More managers.
All right, Phil Penn from Isham Research. Thank you.
Five Live, it's 4:40.